Lead is a neurotoxin. Get too much of it, and you can irreparably damage the brain and central nervous system. Among the many symptoms associated with overexposure are blindness, insomnia, kidney failure, hearing loss, cancer, palsies, and convulsions. In its most acute form, it produces abrupt and terrifying hallucinations, disturbing to victims and onlookers alike, which generally then give way to coma and death. You really don't want to get too much lead into your system. On the other hand, lead was easy to extract and work, and almost embarrassingly profitable to produce industrially. And tetraethyl lead did indubitably stop engines from knocking. So in 1923, three of America's largest corporations, General Motors, DuPont, and Standard Oil of New Jersey, formed a joint enterprise called the Ethyl Gasoline Corporation, later shortened to simply Ethyl Corporation, with a view to making as much tetraethyl lead as the world was willing to buy, and that proved to be a very great deal. They called their additive ethyl, or ethyl, because it sounded friendlier and less toxic than lead, and introduced it for public consumption, in more ways than most people realized, on February 1, 1923. Almost at once, production workers began to exhibit the staggered gait and confused faculties that mark the recently poisoned. Also, almost at once, the Ethyl Corporation embarked on a policy of calm but unyielding denial that would serve it well for decades.